A.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 4th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and the goal always, steady as a rock, remains the same. That is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant in the solution to the problems we face in America today. Normally, we do the show recap. We're going to skip that. We've got so much on the agenda today. It's amazing. First off, we got a guest coming up in just a second. But I want to clearly, ladies and gentlemen, lay out to you something important. When you're in the news, when you report live, all kinds of crazy things happen that you don't intend on, and it makes things go awry. And once in a great while, even with our stellar reporting, even though we're focused on the who, what, when, where, why of a story, once in a while things go awry. And when they do, you got to be a big enough man or woman to own up to it and to deal with it. We had an event take place last Saturday on the radio. I was on James Edwards' The Political Cesspool radio program. I was coming back from the events in Oregon, which we'll get to as the broadcast unfolds today. And I was in a Walmart trying to get tires on a car, and I was trying to get my phone plugged in because it was about to go out of a charge. And I was on the radio, and I made some statements. One statement I need to absolutely completely retract, and the other statement, I don't know what the heck happened. I'll explain. But what I want to do right here is I want to teach the mainstream press how you do proper corrections / retractions. I want to teach them how it's done. Because you know what? When you're a stellar, honest reporter full of integrity, and when you tell the who, what, when, where, why of a story, and you get with the facts, it's very easy to clearly say, you know what? I made a mistake, guys. I've been on the radio 20-plus years. It does not happen very often. But when it does, the best thing you can do is just correct it immediately and tell the truth. And when you do, you get instant respect. It doesn't backfire and make you look bad. It actually makes you look really good. So the mainstream press, listen up. Here's how it's done. There were two people in Burns, Oregon over the weekend that were reporters. When I say two people, I mean two teams of people. It was Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby and the Liberty Roundtable crew. We were there. We were live. The other group was Pete Santilli, the PeteSantilliShow.com. And they did a stellar job. They were there with video and audio. And I mean, I'm telling you, they've got the premiere coverage. They even covered it more than we did. All right? Now, one statement that I made, I'm going to play the statement exactly as it was on the air. And then I'm going to tell you the truth about it. All right? I'm going to tell you exactly the truth about the statement. Here's the statement.
A radio talk show host by the name of Pete Santilli, Ammon Bundy, and another gentleman named Mr. Cooper, and others took over a federal building.
Right, that's the statement that I made.
They took over a federal building. There's about 30 people inside. I believe they are armed. I believe they are off their rockers and absolutely completely crazy. We stand 1,000% against this.
All right, now here's the problem. It said Pete Santilli, but then there was a huge dropout in the audio. I was on a cell phone, guys. I was trying to plug in. I don't know what happened. I'm not playing any games here. There was a long pause of silence, and then it said, and Ammon Bundy and these guys took over a federal building, and it makes it sound like Pete Santilli was taking over the federal building. Okay, this is totally bogus. It's not what I intended. I don't know what happened to the audio, but what I said was Pete Santilli is reporting that Ammon Bundy and all these people are taking over the federal. Listen to the pause.
A radio talk show host by the name of Pete Santilli, Ammon Bundy.
See, it was supposed to say has or is reporting that. I don't know what happened. Is reporting that. I don't know. I'm telling you, that's what I said. And the pause in my audio, I got the recording because I'm like, what the heck's going on? I didn't say that. Well, yes, I did. Well, I didn't mean to, but that's obviously what came out. Okay, there's a problem with the audio. I don't know what happened. I don't know how it got lost, but let me say it over. Pete Santilli is reporting that Ammon Bundy and these guys took over a federal building. That's the truth, right? That soundbite, I'm not really going to apologize for, But I am going to correct it and say that was a snafu. I don't know what happened. I did not intend to say Pete Santilli took over a billing. For heck's sakes, I was shaking his hand an hour before, well, a couple of hours before that. Okay? He's done some stellar reporting. He did not take over anything. Right now, here's the second part that I made a misstatement completely, and I've got to correct it on the air. We're going to do it. We're going to teach the mainstream press how. Here it is.
I personally called Pete Santilli, one of the talk show hosts. He said that he was broadsided by this, just like we were.
Now, I believe that to be the facts, by the way.
I don't believe him. And the reason that I don't believe him is because we then told him not to go in, to depart like we did. Instead, he went in. Now he's inside with them at this moment.
That's what I said. I'm completely wrong. I said that I didn't believe him because he went inside. Here's the story. Pete was going to call me back based on what he was going to do. And he wanted to stay there and report, which I commend him for. I left because I didn't want to get mixed up in it. I knew Ammon too well, and I was with Richard Mack, who knows Ammon really well. I didn't want the government to misunderstand who we were and why we were there, so we just left. Okay? But Pete Santilli is a reporter. He's going to be there. He's going to give it to you live. He's the premier resource on this event right now that we've got that has real news. Okay? But I said I didn't believe him because he didn't call me back and tell me what he was going to do. But also, there was video showing him standing outside of the compound talking to people. And then we heard, and I can't tell you the sources sometimes, but we heard that he went inside. Well, that is not true. I was wrong. He did not go inside, and he did not, I repeat, he did not join them. I owe Pete an apology, and so I can teach the mainstream press how to do it. I got Pete on the radio with me. Pete, you have my apology, sir, and welcome to Liberty Roundtable.
Certainly accepted, and a very, very professional job of not necessarily... You know, admitting an error. I mean, there's a lot of information that's flying about, which is exactly the reason why I'm here, is to make sure that we get it right on the ground. We've got an open line of communication between the people in the compound and the American public to relay the truth. So, Sam, I really appreciate you doing that, and you're absolutely spot on. First and foremost, when I was told. That we were going to go from, of course, I've been covering for months now, covering the Hammond family rally. It was a beautiful, peaceful rally. A lot of people came together. The family appreciated. Then I heard that I was going to be going to cover and document something about a wildlife refuge. I said, okay, that's interesting. But long story short, when I found out and when I was told that we were going to take over a federal building, I immediately stopped in my tracks, and I said, not just no, but I used an expletive.
Yeah, heck no. Are you nuts?
Heck no. Heck no. I'm not about that. Now, I've also communicated that because I was blindsided. I had to struggle with explaining myself to Ammon Bundy and the crew that's out here, of course. It turns out to be a blessing in disguise, but I will say this, that we've worked through that, and I've maintained exactly who I am to my core. I'm lawful, I'm constitutional, and I'm absolutely very, very concerned about who's inside the compound. But the only time that I broke the plane of that front gate, as far as the potential for trespassing, was when I was invited as part of the press conference yesterday at 11 a.m. I'm now outside of the gate along with probably six or seven satellite trucks and every single major international media outlet right now to help convey the truth, of course, around what the mainstream media is going to put out there, but to convey the truth to the American public, Sam.
And I received bogus information on the fly that you had gone inside and that you had joined them, and I completely apologize for that erroneous report. Again, Pete's right. There's so much stuff flying around. Here's the deal. Ammon got on the phone with us and said, guys, join us. We're hoping Sam will be the premier reporter from inside this thing. I said, not a chance. Have you lost your marbles? I'm not doing that. And that's the biggest reason that I left. I'm not afraid to stay there on the ground and report it. Trust me. However, when we are so close to Ammon, I didn't want anybody to get the wrong idea and have me just caught up in a dragnet of, well, you're pretending you're not really on Ammon's side, but you are stuff. I didn't want any of that to happen. And I felt like you were on the ground doing a good job. And so, you know what? We left, and now we've got you on the radio. Look, there are people who want to see you and I divided, Pete. We can't let it happen.
No, certainly not. No, we stand on solid principles of constitutionality, and of course, We want to make absolutely certain that anything that we're involved in, first and foremost, is from a peaceful stance, but backed up by a credible threat of, I say a credible threat, a credible presence of Second Amendment. We at Bundy Ranch, of course, had a bunch of unarmed, peaceful people that were asserting their God-given rights, their determination to go defend their God-given rights, and it was basically under the protection of those individuals because we had been abandoned by the Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Gillespie left. Well, at that point, it was up to we, the people, to defend the peaceful protesters.
All right, hang tight. We got a little pause, ladies and gentlemen. ThePeteSantilliShow.com is his website, but he also broadcasts on TalkNetwork.com, and TalkNetwork.com is the best place you can get updates from what's happening in Burns, Oregon, and at the Refuge. Pete has not joined them. He is a reporter on the ground, and we've got him on the radio. We will not let them divide us. Pete Santilli in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We have a reporter live on the ground, fellow talk show host Pete Santilli on the line. TalkNetwork.com is the website where you can get a handle on what's happening in Burns, Oregon with this refuge takeover, etc. We supported the rally that took place there. There were two events. The rally was incredible. We supported 1,000%. After the rally, Ammon Bundy and several other people, in my opinion, about 30 of them went crazy. They took over a federal building. We stand completely against their actions. We identify with their pain and their struggles and their frustrations. We just don't believe they're taking action in the right way at all. However, we are reporters and we are willing to cover the event and try to, one, protect everybody. We don't want anybody hurt. We hope there's a peaceful resolution to this, and that's what our reporting intends to do, Pete.
Now, Sam, here's all I'm getting. And by the way, this is not spin. This is what I'm about to give you right now is an understanding now that I have more information. It took me about 24 hours to get a full understanding, to get in here safely, to figure out what's going on, and then to establish myself and communicate with the guys that I love. I know they're patriots. I know that, of course, they had good intentions. Maybe the tactics and strategies were wrong. But setting that aside, this is what I will say. This is what it's about. The narrative that is being put out there right now, even as it was presented to me about a quote-unquote federal building, that is an inaccurate depiction of what this group has done to be civilly defiant in order to bring the message forward that the area, this compound where they're at, where they've sought safe harbor and shelter from the elements out here, sits on land that since the 1900s, the early 1900s, that over 100 ranchers have been forced off of this land by a federal government that has literally terrorized them, moved them off. They've used every possible excuse, including environmental refuges and protecting jumping mouses. I'm being facetious, obviously, but they will do everything that they can possibly do. The terrorists, okay, right now, in the Western United States and any other areas where they're attempting land grabs, are, and I say terrorists, terrorizing ranchers. I'll give you an example of it. This is factually correct. The Hammond family has been terrorized by a federal government.
And by the way, so was the Bundy family. And so was the Haig family. The list goes on and on. And your point is well taken that, you know what, it's not a federal government building at all if you want to obey the law. You go look at the list of the Constitution. There's a list of the reason the federal government can own land and buildings. And you know what, wildlife refuges or bird refuges are not one of them.
Yep.
So you're absolutely correct on that fact. But what I'm talking about is the debate here is this. Whether you take over that building or not, it isn't the answer is the point we're getting at. Arming yourself and taking over that building is not the answer. Even though you're correct, and that's what Ammon would say on that point.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I'd like you to do. Let's have this debate. Let's have this discussion at this point. Here's my main concern, and journalistically, and as a patriot and as a constitutionalist, I'm lawful constitutional. I also have a love for my fellow Americans. I'm concerned about the safety of those Americans. Let's say, for instance, being civilly defiant. They're innocent until proven guilty. Okay. And that will come out in the court system. I do not believe, no matter what they've done, that these men deserve to be slaughtered by a federal agency, the FBI, that has now descended upon Oregon to come in here and take charge of the situation. They do not deserve to die for this incursion.
All right, now let me stop you there, Pete, and I agree 1,000% that it's not really federal land, that the federal government has no authority or business being there at all. We agree on that. We also agree that they are innocent until proven guilty. That's without a doubt. And no doubt they don't deserve to die. They also don't deserve to go to prison forever. You know, the reality is we don't agree with the action that Ammon Bundy and these guys have taken. However, we do agree that there is a serious governmental problem to even get to this point. And that's really the discussion point that we need to focus on here is, hey, how did we get here and why are we here? And whether it's Ammon or somebody else tomorrow, this is going to continue to happen with ever-increasing frequency as the government continues to be out of control, Pete.
There are local residents that I've spoken to. As a matter of fact, as early as this morning, they actually have fuel attendants that fill up your tank out here in Burns, Oregon. And I had a fuel attendant tell me, you know what, he heard about what was going on, and he said, you know what, I learned a lot about the U.S. Constitution. And he actually told me that he learned something about the fact that the federal government does not, per Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, they can only own land under the U.S. Constitution has outlined. It's very specific, and at this point in time, I'm going to call these some of America's greatest patriots inside this compound. We don't know the exact number, I'm saying that there's a million of them, one behind every blade of grass at this point, who are being civilly defiant, who are essentially assuming the role of law enforcement to back up the supreme law of the land, and that is
now,
the Constitution.
Now, let me make this clear, and this is very hard for reporters like us, Pete. The mainstream press is going to pitch it that these people are defiant, they're armed to the teeth, they're ready to kill everybody, they're crazy, and this is a federal government building, and you can't do that, and all those things are true. At the same time, we want to support the legitimate constitutional points these gentlemen are making. The problem is, how do you do that? How do you fairly report it, but yet not take one side or the other? Now, we should take the constitutional side, but at the same time, we cannot support this action of everybody gathering guns, coming to a place and saying, hey, we're going to take over this building, we're going to be defiant, and we're going to be peaceful, but if you force us to, we'll defend ourselves. I think there could have been a much better way to go about this, and that's really a point we can't overlook.
I agree. The tactics, the strategies, as a matter of fact, if I had known about it well in advance, I would have done everything possible to talk them out of doing that. I would have also told them well in advance that I'm not going to be supportive of that, but guess what? That was well over 24 hours ago.
Yeah, that was yesterday's discussion. The discussion right now...
The next phase.
The important point...
To the next phase, Sam. Sam, this is an important thing. Right now, I'm concerned about the lives of my fellow Americans, as everyone should be, and I want to make sure that we give good coverage. I don't believe that these individuals that are inside this compound intend to bring harm at all to anyone. They want peaceful resolution, as we did at Bundy Ranch, of course. But they want to maintain a defensive posture, but they do not want to fire a shot unless fired upon, of course. But I don't think that they have any intentions of resolving this with violence in any way, shape, or form.
I agree with that.
Discussions with everyone.
I agree with that. I know Ammon personally. Here's the point, though. Ammon is calling for people to gather your guns and come and join them. Do you support that effort?
I would say at this point in time, that would be to bring guns into this area. Would be an inappropriate response right now, because right now we have, like I said, a lot of mainstream media coverage. We need to, as the communist Obama administration says, never let a good crisis go to waste. And Ammon has been doing a phenomenal job of communicating a peaceful means to resolve this issue, but most importantly, educating the public on what we're fighting for here. 100-plus ranchers have been forced off the land. The government doesn't own this land. And just by educating the public about this will help us in future events like this, and probably change the course of history as to how we deal with the federal government incursions on this land, and especially in the West.
You know, Sam, you can sure understand, though, Pete, as well. You can sure understand Ammon's concern about having some other people there to back him up, because he already went through that, where the feds had, their, I don't know if you want to call it assassins, but their snipers.
Yeah, you're right. You can call them assassins, Kurt. That's right.
To take them out on their land, with their cows. So, you can see why he says, hey, you know, these are the guys. It's a lot like the Patriots in the early days against the British, you know.
All right, quick pause. Quick pause. Kurt Crosby's with me. Pete Santilli, talknetwork.com, or the PeteSantilliShow.com is where you can gain more information on him and what he's doing. We'll come back. I want to talk about this because Kurt's point's valid as well. However, I want to get to some of the peaceful things that are happening. I don't want what Ammon's doing to eclipse the good things that are happening in a lot of ways either. We'll do it all in seconds on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation.
You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, Pete Santilli, thepetesantillishow.com, and talknetwork.com. Talknetwork.com, the premier source to get information on what's happening in Burns, Oregon with the refuge and the Ammon Bundy situation. I agree with Kurt that, you know what, he needs to get support. I agree with Pete that, you know what, these people have a lot of validity and honor and truth are on their side, but they're going about it the wrong way. And as a reporter, how do you support all the elements to this, but yet stand against their actions and make that clear to the public? It's very difficult to do is the problem. When you start telling the tale of the Ammon Bundy side of things, you end up, you know what, to the point where, hey, you know what, are you willing to overlook their, quote, criminal activity? Now we debate if it's criminal activity, see? And you start to go down this road, and it gets very difficult. So I want to focus on, we know there's a problem here. We all agree we want a peaceful resolution. We don't want a revolution. We want a resolution. We want to peacefully have them come out of there, but we want some of their demands, their redress of grievances, answered, dealt with, properly handled, not just flat out ignored, calling them criminals and dismiss it all and toss them in the clink. There's got to be more. There's got to be a better way. We don't want dead people, and we don't want people in prison. So how do we accomplish that? That's what Pete Santilli's on the ground to help accomplish, and I couldn't agree with him more. There's been an effort to divide Pete and us on these issues. We're not going to let that happen, folks. The issues are critical here. But I want to then move to some of the other elements of the case. We had an incredible rally. We sang Amazing Grace to the Hammond family. They told us they personally wanted us there, and they were thankful we were there. Mr. Hammond, right when we started to walk away after we gave them flowers and sang them Amazing Grace, said it's not about me or my family, it's about our country. I couldn't agree with Mr. Hammond more, but we're also doing our very best right now, and Pete, I'm hoping you'll have an update on this. Pete Santilli on the ground in Oregon now. There's an effort to work with Sheriff David Ward and others to create a compassionate release for the Hammonds. Do you think we're going to be successful in that?
You know, that is, first of all, Mr. Hammond, as he stated himself, the reason why he turned himself in is because he wanted to keep to his word. So he was required to report in. Unfortunately, the government did not respond in any way, shape, or form to the request and pleas, even the pleas that I've sent out to the U.S. attorney as well as the sheriff, to push the pause button, that it was unnecessary to whisk these people off to jail and, in effect, issue a death sentence to Mr. Hammond. But guess what? It doesn't stop there. We still need to pursue and demand full public disclosure of the anomalies concerning their case, but it's going to be while they're in jail. We need to continue to work to expose the truth about what happened with their case and try to get their release from prison.
All right, did they already come and get them, Pete?
Do you mind if I go back to...
Hold on, before we do that, did they already come and get them, the Hammonds?
No, they weren't to be gotten. They were to voluntarily turn themselves in per the order. They had to turn themselves in San Pedro, California. Coincidentally, it's called Terminal Island.
It's called what now?
It's called Terminal Island in San Pedro, California. That came directly from Mrs. Susie Hammond.
All right, so they are there, and they are turning themselves in now.
They had to do it by the 4th, the exact moment when they turned themselves in. I'm not certain of that, but yes, they did turn themselves in.
Okay, and it doesn't matter. They already left Oregon. They're already on their way to comply. Hopefully we can stop it before that happens. I agree with that. That is our effort, and we're working on that now.
I need to communicate this. Let me tell you the stark differences between what happened at Bundy Ranch, where I was there, and what has happened here.
Yeah, the first thing to know is at Bundy Ranch, it was a defense mechanism. The federal government brought guns first, right?
Not only guns, but in addition to that, I was standing there. I have personal firsthand knowledge that the people had assembled and that they wanted the sheriff's department to investigate whether or not the BLM was destroying infrastructure and cattle outside of their court order to do so. They believed that an investigation was required. They responded by pointing AR-15s and tasing people. We asked for the sheriff's intervention, and he basically abandoned us. We attempted every possible means to get the sheriff to intervene between the peaceful people, and the federal government. That didn't happen. As a last line of defense, we the people had to stand in defense of the peaceful protesters. Here, and I absolutely do not agree that we should be making any offensive maneuvers whatsoever. I don't believe we need to do that. We are a defensive, we need to be in a defensive posture, of course, stand in defense of our Constitution. But there's a process by which we need to do that. We can't skip any important steps. And I think we've skipped a couple of important steps here. But regardless, there are differences between the two. Now, whether or not people take up arms, they need to establish, are we defending? What are we defending here? We must consider our defensive posture only to make sure that we preserve life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, of course. But we need to protect ourselves and make a good, sound decision. Taking up arms right now to go up against the federal government is not the appropriate course of action right now, especially with what I'm seeing on the ground. We've got great media presence. We've got a peaceful posture of the guys inside the compound. A large number of them are there, but it's to be negotiated as to how they're going to get out of the situation. I believe they deserve respect and, of course, due process of law, and they don't deserve to be, of course.
Not only do we believe they deserve that, we demand that, Pete.
We demand that. Absolutely, we do. We do demand that. But to come and demand that with guns is an offensive maneuver. I don't think that's appropriate. So we need some calm. We need some thoughtfulness, and we need, of course, the overwatch of the Almighty Himself.
Amen to that. I couldn't agree more. Now, so in this case, though, the problem is that, and this is why I'm really frustrated with Ammon. You know what? We all felt like we were going to a peaceful rally, and he's almost undone a lot of the good we did there by this action. Most of us were not part of it. We're not aware of it. We're kind of led into it almost like a trap. I'm not comfortable with that at all, and that's kind of my frustration there, is a lot of us feel like, hey, it was kind of a ruse to have this peaceful rally only for this other eclipsing agenda. Do you feel a little bit like that?
Well, you know, I would say that is now. I would have to agree with that, absolutely. But this is what I will say. Now we are on to the next phase. We at that particular moment where they decided to come to this this refuge and seize the facility and make the point clear, it was the wrong thing to do. And I say it's the wrong thing to do legally, and whether or not they broke the law, that's for the judicial system to work out. They deserve due process of law. But now we're in a different phase. We must demand that these people are treated with respect, that the federal, that the FBI coming in, they're not going to make things, they're going to say that they want to negotiate a peaceful resolution, but they're going to come with MRAPs and tanks and heavy armor.
Unfortunately, that's been the pattern for almost the last century.
I'm going to say this to the FBI. We don't, you know, when the government says we're the government, we're here to help you, we don't need their help at this point in time. We can do so even locally. Unfortunately, we don't have a sheriff that has the capacity to resolve these issues because he's been absolutely absent. He's been negligent, and I think he's just bucking for a DHS position. I think the sheriff here in this county needs to resign because he should have taken ownership of this. He could have resolved it through simple communication and constitutional follow-up.
What if Sheriff Dave Ward resigned? What if Sheriff Dave Ward went out there peacefully with a deputy or two of his without arms and said, you know what, Ammon, we need to arrest you. We can talk about this later, but the fact is, you know, you just can't do this with guns. And he went to arrest. Do you think the sheriff has the authority to arrest Ammon, and what do you think he would do?
Well, I will say this. There's no doubt about it that people can come and go freely. This is the second free area of the entire country right now as it stands. Right now, people can come and go freely. The sheriff can come here. Absolute safe passage, no doubt about it. He has not made any attempts whatsoever to negotiate a resolution, but I don't think that the escalation to the Federal Bureau of Investigations is the proper course of action. I think it's we, the people here at the county level, somebody else with the capacity to negotiate a peaceful resolution here at the local level is most appropriate and can easily be done. But there has not been any local competence here. Now, to defer to the Federal Bureau of Investigations, you know what that's going to result in. They want a wake
disaster.
Up. They want to slaughter these patriots. That's what they want. And they're going to justify their actions in the end by doing two things. They're going to say that they've exhausted all their negotiations, and that they also will use the media, weaponize the media, propagandize, and essentially set the American public up to accept what they want to do to them ultimately, and that's to put them down.
And hopefully your efforts on the ground, setting the record straight, reporting the truth, will force the mainstream press to be somewhat accountable, Pete.
Yes, we have to do that. We have the mainstream media. I'm literally here with probably 50 reporters, and the time here local is approximately 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and we're just beginning. And more media showing up. It's the best thing that could happen. Ammon is doing a beautiful job of communicating to the American public exactly what the intentions are, that it's not seizing a federal, you know, building. That's
all right, hold on. I know I only wanted you for a half hour, so you got to stay a little longer if you don't mind. I got a couple of quick things, and then we'll let you fly.
Please. Yep.
Hold on, sir.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we got to hurry quickly. We got a bunch of questions for Pete Santilli, the PeteSantilliShow.com and TalkNetwork.com. Talk Network, the premier site, if you want details on what's happening in Oregon. Pete's got the details. You know, the debates rage about this thing forever. I hope we can get a peaceful release for the Hammonds. That would be just a cherry on the top of the cake of the peaceful rally we had. I hear that Ammon's calling and asking people to come armed, and I know people are free to come and go. Are people literally joining them by the dozens? Are their numbers growing? Can you watch people just going in? Peter, what does it look like, and what do you think will happen there?
No, this is what I will say. That the blessing in disguise here, believe it or not, there's positive momentum here. Number one, he is calling for people to come and go freely. Of course, lawfully, constitutionally, if you decide to carry arms or not carry arms. The bottom line is, the message is a peaceful one, but guess what? Ammon Bundy and the Bundy family and the group that has gone in there have now forced the discussion about Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17. And the American public and the world, for that matter, is going to understand exactly what these land issues are all about. The federal government does not own the land that they've essentially occupied by placing these buildings at taxpayer expense in the middle of this.
And by the way, they're fancy, expensive digs, too, aren't they?
They certainly are. As a matter of fact, there is no, back to the federal building that I heard about in the beginning, I actually went on the compound during the press conference yesterday. I took a look at the museum that was supposedly burned down. I saw that museum. It was not burned down. The place is being protected and preserved on behalf of the American people, by the people that are on the inside. They're not doing any vandalism, but it looks more like a camp resort, and it's filled with all of the accoutrements, such as a gym. They've got big screen TVs, they've got SUVs, they've got these little cabins all throughout. They're living on the high hog. These federal agents are, at the taxpayer expense. That also needs to be told as well.
All right. In the beginning, we thought about 30 people went in with them. Then we were told that it was 100. Now the best reports I have are about 150. Obviously, Ammon and others want you to believe there are millions there. Do you have a handle on the truth?
I do. We will not know the answer to that figure. Nobody. And let's put it this way. The operational security coming into this place was so well preserved, I didn't know about it until I was 30 feet from the Hammond's front porch. For operational security reasons, I knew nothing of it, nor did I want to know anything of it. I just wanted to document and report. But we do not know the exact number. The number is there are a million of them, one behind every blade of grass out here, okay? And we need to protect each and every one of those souls, no doubt about it. The exact number, Nobody knows that figure. No one knows that figure, period. Now, the mainstream media is also, CBS News reported that it's a bunch of white people. And guess what? I spoke to a CBS News cameraman. I said, how many white people did you see in there? He said he only saw three people, and he didn't know if they were all part of the crew that was in there. They don't even know what the ethnicity is in the makeup, the demographical makeup of the individuals that are on the
internet. I don't even see why race is a card in this at all.
Yeah, because that is the left-wing agenda to divide us along racial lines, but it is so inaccurate. Nobody knows the demographics of the individuals making up the crew that's in there.
All right. All I know is this. Ladies and gentlemen, Ammon Bundy wrote a letter to the sheriff, and there's been conversations between the Bundys, the sheriff, the Hammonds. There's a lot of conversations going back and forth, and the big problem here is there's no redress of grievance in any way that is fair, honorable, and open. They want to just paint everybody as a white ring extremist, a racist, a this, a that, or whatever. What about food, though? They claim they have plenty of food and water for everybody. I'm not sure how they can maintain for long term unless somebody comes out. I don't believe the government will let everybody be free to come and go over time.
You know, they may or may not, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to call out Sheriff Ward now that we've escalated to this point. I'm going to put it on his shoulders as a direct result of his incompetence and his unconstitutionality. We now have an escalated event that is so far out of control that we're handing the baton over to who? The federal government. I'm putting that on the back of Sheriff Ward. I'm calling right now on the ground, okay? And I'm, of course, I'm an activist as well. I'm going to say that lives are in jeopardy as a result of his incompetence in helping to resolve this. There's been zero communication. I went to his office to speak with him personally. He wouldn't even see me. He has cut off all lines of communication, and he's handed the baton over to his masters. And those are the federal authorities who are now descending upon this area, and you know what they want. We've already
And I'm blaming the city council or the mayor, the county commissioners. I'm blaming all of them locally. I'm also blaming the state and the state leadership there as well. There's some congressmen, senators, governor. There's a lot of people that could have done a lot of things along the way, and they've all flat out remained silent as well.
That first line is a unconstitutional sheriff that is screwed up. He certainly has. They could have made decisions based on his advisement, but he has not communicated with anybody on the ground here at the most important time. This is the time that he needed to be communicating. Early on, if he received too many telephone calls, he had to do his job, whatever. But right now, I would just say the moments leading up to this, we needed his involvement. He's nowhere to be found. He is yet another Gillespie at this point. In my professional observation, this sheriff does not have the capacity to be constitutional and certainly protect all souls within his county jurisdiction.
All right, I know what Ammon wants everybody to do. He wants them to bring their guns and come, and he kind of wants you to believe it's kind of a boys' camp. At this point, it may be peaceful. I hope it remains that way. Pete Santilli, what do you recommend people do? How can they be helpful in this? Obviously, a peaceful, calm approach is the answer. I agree. But what do you recommend people do?
I recommend that that people observe and report and share. Of course, if you choose to come out here, do so of your own free will as an individual. All of these group affiliations and groups saying that they're going to stand up, stand down, lay down, go sideways. Every individual needs to take a look at this, and you need to say to yourself, do we want any harm to any individual on both sides of this issue? We do not want any harm. We want a peaceful resolution. The only way that that's going to happen is if we get the active involvement, participation, and dialogue of everyone of both sides of the spectrum. We don't want any harm, and we must demand that that we have a peaceful resolution, that the federal government does not slaughter these individuals, whether they be one or 1 million. We must demand that.
All right. Now, I agree with that because every life matters, and the due process is critical for America to work properly. That's the fundamental basis of who we are. People are innocent until proven guilty. What about this situation where we hear all kinds of reports? Some people are saying the FBI is already on the ground with 400 agents. They're ready to take this thing by storm. Others are saying, no, that's not true. What's your best handle on reality on the ground?
Well, I have not personally seen not one federal agent. I've driven through town. I have not seen any. As a matter of fact, we were at the rally. There was we didn't even have any law enforcement presence at all. They've actually maintained a posture to allow us to be self-policing, enjoy a very peaceful.
And by the way, they deserve a kudos for that, right?
They do. They deserve kudos for that. Now we still have that continued trend of no confrontational posture, no presence of any military vehicles, no FBI anywhere in my general vicinity, including in the town of Burns where we're staying. So I have not personally witnessed any of that. As soon as I do, as soon as that moment takes place, I will report that right away. But as of right now, I'm reporting that there are no federal troops here on the ground. There are no federal.
And our prayer is it stays that way, ladies and gentlemen.
I absolutely want it to be that way. As a matter of fact, if I get an opportunity to speak with the FBI, I'm going to request a constitutional sheriff and local authorities come to help resolve this issue here at the local level. Let's start there. If they're unsuccessful in doing it, it must be escalated. You know, then that decision will be made later. But let's not skip a few important steps, and that is to allow the people and the local authorities, the local legislators, to do what they get paid to do and what they've been elected to do.
And we need the checks and balances in America to be real, alive and well and working properly if America is going to be preserved well into the future. I believe that myself and Richard Mack could do a lot of brokering of those things. Again, the reason we left is because we're so close to the situation, we were afraid they would not allow us to be independent in the negotiations. We felt like if we came back, we could. That's our intent. We're not running from the project in any way, but we want to clearly designate what our role could be. And I believe we could peacefully resolve this thing if the federal government eats a little bit of humble pie first, Pete.
Yes. Now, Sam, I want to make it really clear to your listening audience and to the American public. My role right now is to maintain of course, to the best of my ability, to report the truth as I see it on the outside of this compound. I'm with the media. I'm performing in an independent media role, and I will report the truth to the best of my ability. You will get exactly the truth. If I make a mistake, I will correct it just as you did, with integrity and with honor, but first and foremost for the protection and preservation of life here, of every single...
And we need to tell the mainstream press clearly we've got to have enough fair media to where Ammon feels like he has a line of communication to the public. That's critical. You're playing that role, and we thank you for doing it, sir. Godspeed. Keep us posted.
Yes, sir.
There he goes. Pete Santilli. TalkNetwork.com, the website, or the Pete Santilli Show. There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. We got a lot of news that networks refuse to use, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org, your favorite AM and FM radio stations up and down the line, live and on demand on the internet, the Roku player, and more. We are taking on the mainstream press like never before. Why? Because he who owns the media makes the rules. Ladies and gentlemen, we declare this nation shall endure.